London transport workers fighting private companies and TfL to secure health and safety. A life and death battle on the buses at the time of writing. 21 transport workers in London have died from coronavirus, 15 of them bus drivers. London bus driver and Socialist Party member Mo describes how he and his fellow drivers have battled with the private bus companies and Transport for London to secure proper protection. Transport for London, TfL, an arm of the Greater London Authority under the jurisdiction of London Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan, and some bus operators met at the start of the crisis. Only a few agreed to pay drivers' company sick pay from day one. Other operators agreed only statutory sick pay. Khan told the press there was no risk of catching coronavirus on the tube. When Boris announced the belated lockdown, bus drivers realized that the threat was real. Locally at depots, drivers stopped handshaking, but there were no hand sanitizers. Bus depots ordered sanitizers and soap, but kept running out. Services were put onto weekend services on weekdays. This meant longer hours and shorter breaks. Bus drivers are unable to find somewhere to eat, often starving for 12 hours. We return home to a family, frightened of the disease. The interests of the bus drivers were not a priority. Companies were more concerned about long-term financial loss. Health and safety reps were not released to allow inspections, auditing and reporting. Instead, the companies forced them to drive a bus. Through our campaigning, this demand has now been won. Some bus drivers were abroad when the lockdown came into effect. These drivers are stranded without pay. None of the companies have made any effort to ensure their wages and jobs are protected. Instead, they have forced annual holidays and unpaid leave on them. Drivers who already have medical conditions and fall under the category of high risk are being forced to return to work. They are meant to take 12 weeks off shielding, but bus companies have refused to pay company sick pay. The Mirror exposed that one driver, who subsequently died, was told by his company he would lose pay if he didn't work. We have now finally won company sick pay from day one. After 2 weeks, we started to hear about the rising number of deaths of drivers around London. One death was too many, and drivers started to complain to management and their union leaders and demand protection. More drivers joined the Bus Drivers in London Facebook group of Unite Union Activists. We are now close to 4,000 members, that's nearly 20% of drivers in London. Drivers demanded deep cleaning of the cabs. We were worried about the speaker holes in the assault screen, and took our own measures, starting to cling film over the holes, to prevent the virus coming through. As a result of drivers posting this on social media, it came to public attention and exposed the company's failure to act promptly. Unite demanded Perspex film be fitted, and this happened. Drivers were worried about passengers sitting close to or standing adjacent to the driver. They started to tape off the front area. However, in one company, management continued their bullying and put a notice out threatening disciplinary action. But this didn't work, because of pressure from workers, and the notice was taken down. TfL then supported the union members' demands to cordon off the seats near to the driver. When the number of driver deaths from COVID-19 reached 5, Unite leaders came under pressure to report them. Sadiq Khan had to answer to the public. Many drivers and bereaved family members appeared on the news. NHS workers gave messages and videos of mutual support and solidarity. 3 weeks after the lockdown, hand sanitizer was deployed. Safety screens. The mayor said that an enhanced cleaning regime and Perspex film were in place, but the drivers didn't trust management or Khan because the bus cabs were still dirty. Drivers were cleaning them themselves, and some were sealing the front door. Courageous acts were shared on social media among drivers. Now it was 9 drivers who had passed away. Companies with the most deaths started to furlough the most vulnerable and high-risk drivers. In other companies, drivers are saying, "Do our colleagues have to die before furloughing agreements are signed off?" Some drivers are saying that because of the poor working conditions, the number of drivers that fall into the increased risk category is high, and bus companies do not wish this fact to be exposed. As a result of our campaigning, one depot is trialing sealing off the front doors. but drivers across London were outraged that it was only one, and continue to demand that front doors be sealed off. Some drivers have taken matters into their own hands to protect themselves. In the depot, management aren't adhering to social distancing, markings are still not being drawn despite drivers complaining of this. Drivers still have not been provided with masks, and Sadiq Khan is defending WHO and fair guidance, that there is no evidence of the need for protection. But a driver at the wheel, when they sneeze, won't be able to stop droplets going everywhere, because he must remain in control of the bus. Many drivers are now demanding buses are taken off the roads until it is safe. They don't trust their employers and can't to protect them. Some drivers are already refusing to attend work on the grounds of safety. The Socialist Party has always argued that buses be publicly owned with workers' democratic control. This pandemic has exposed how the capitalist system exploits bus workers, including cleaners, engineers and local supervisors. There is rage and anger among bus workers, and Unite should lead the way and fight for its members for safety now, and to bring buses back into public ownership. We also need to remove outsource cleaning contractors, and bring the workers back in-house in a publicly owned industry with workers' democratic control and management. We demand deep cleaning PPE seal the front doors full pay. If these measures are not put in place, then drivers will conclude they have no choice but to declare it is unsafe to take the buses out. An urgent review must be conducted, involving trade unions and drivers, to establish the level of service necessary and safer alternatives to transport NHS and other essential workers.